Therefore, Therefore,
nityam,
nityam,
the eternal spirit soul,
the eternal spirit soul,
anityam,
anityam,
the temporary material body,
the temporary material body,
va,
va,
oh,
or,
na,
na,
not,
not,
iha,
iha,
in this world,
in this world,
shochanti,
shochanti,
the lament for,
the lament for,
that vidaha,
vidaha.
Those who are advanced in knowledge of the body and soul.
Those who are advanced in knowledge of the body and soul.
Na,
na,
not.
Na,
anyata,
anyata.
Otherwise.
Otherwise.
Shakyate,
shakyate.
It is able.
It is able.
Kartum,
kartum.
To do.
To do.
Svabhava.
Svabhava.
The nature.
The nature.
Shochata.
Shochata.
Of those prone to lamentation.
Of those prone to lamentation.
Iti.
Iti.
Translation and Prabhupada is going to say Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Those who have full knowledge of self-realization, who know very well that the spirit soul is eternal, whereas the body is perishable, are not overwhelmed by lamentation. But persons who lack knowledge of self-realization certainly lament. Therefore, it is difficult to educate a person in illusion. According to Mimamsa philosophers, everything is eternal, nitya. And according to Sankhya philosophers, everything is mitya or anitya, impermanent. Nonetheless, without real knowledge of Atma, the soul, such philosophers must be bewildered and must continue to lament as Shudras. Śrīla Śukadeva Goswāmī therefore said to Parikṣit Mahārāj, Śrotavyādini Rājendran Rām Santi Sarastrashara Apaśyatām Ātma-tattvam Rūheṣu Grihamyatinām. Those who are materially engrossed, being blind to knowledge of the ultimate truth, have many subjects of hearing in human society. O Emperor, this from Srimad Bhagavatam, second verse, chapter, second verse. For ordinary persons engaged in material activities, there are many, many subjects matter to understand. But because such persons do not understand self-realization, one must therefore be educated in self-realization so that under any circumstances in life, he will remain steady in his vow. Om Akyanati Virandasya Jnananjana Shalabhaya Chakshurmilitanjena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Jena Bhuktare Swayam Rupa Dhamatyam Tadati Svapadantikam Vandetam Sri Guruho Sri Tathapada Kamalam Sri Guram Vaishnavascha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sarganaragunathangitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sarganaragunita Sri Vishakhangitamscha He Krishna Karana Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Sri Radha Kanta Namastade Tattakanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhan Sute Devi Krahmami Shri Kriye Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadhi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Atha nityam anityam vādneha shochanti tadvidaha nānyatha shakyati kartam svabhava svachitānti. Those who have full knowledge of self-realization, who know very well that the spirit soul is eternal, whereas the body is perishable, are not overwhelmed by lamentation. But persons who lack knowledge of self-realization certainly lament. Therefore, it is difficult to educate a person in illusion. And in the ground of this instructions given by Maharaj, which is spoken by Hiranyakashipu at the death of his brother, even a demon can quote, they say, he is talking of self-realization and seems to be his mentor is Yamaraj, who is a pure devotee. These are the tricks of Guru Sri Krishna that the demoniac nature is very undistinguishable, you know, from normal behavior. But yet there is only one and one factor that separates them from the demigods or the divine nature. Can you tell what is that factor?
No intention to suck to please Krishna. Demons have no intention to please Krishna. Even though they may have knowledge, but it's not meant to satisfy the will.
Well, what is that nature due to?
Enviousness of Krishna.
That's correct. Enviousness. Enviousness is so deep down ingrained that we don't even give much credence to it. Oh, it's ordinary, it's trivial, you know. Such trivialities put us into temporalities, you know. However knowledge we may have, how much self-realization will be there, and yet they will be casted as demons. Enviousness is the only factor. One can reach to the topmost point of self-realization, Arulhikrichena Parma Padantata. Patantiyada. They fall down. However, they may think that they have reached to the topmost level of Kaivalya. Now, Kaivalya, anybody can interpret. That's one in one substance only, which he may be identifying with himself. Non different from him. That is Kaivalya. But it can be an impersonalist also. It can be an impersonalist also. Impersonalists generally want to merge into the eternal existence of Brahma-jyoti by dint of knowledge of self-realization. And they think whimsically that they have reached to the topmost level of existence, which is eternal. Brahmalin, they have merged into the existence of the Absolute Truth. Srimad Bhagavatam denies that. It says, Aruhya Krishna Parma Padam Tatak Patantiyada Anadat Vishmadandraya. Anadat means they are so carefully neglecting the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. Means the personal aspect is completely obscured from them. So, however, a demon may quote Yamaraj, but he is completely under illusion himself of his reality and real nature. Therefore, even a demon can quote, can give temporary soothing, but it will never satisfy the soul. Yayatma suprasidati, can be only be quenched by serving the Supreme Lord or by glorifying Him. Otherwise, this kind of talks are going on and on and on. The whole world is filled with impersonalism. We eventually misbehave with one another, even though we are the greatest of friends. But when it comes to some kind of selfishness, we try to become, impersonal with the other part. Everybody has a cheating propensity which is very, very deep down ingrained because of this enviousness. When enviousness is removed, then one can be best situated in the intricate, most confidential knowledge of the Absolute Truth that is not available even to the impersonalist. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, idam tu te guhyatamam pravakshyami anasuyave jnana vidyana saitam yat jyatva mukshashe subhav. I am telling you the most confidential knowledge. He already described Rajvidya Rajaguhyam Pavitram Idam Uttamam. And he is the king of knowledge, but it is the most confidential. And Prabhupada tells that there are three types of confidentialities. One is confidential, another is more confidential, but the most confidential, guhyatamam. Idam tu te guhyatamam pravakshyami anasuyave. So, the category of the most confidential knowledge will be revealed only if one becomes non-envious of the Lord and cultivate that non-enviousness between the fellow devotees. Why the devotees in Sankirtan movement and their association is more important than anything else? Even if we chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra at home, if we don't get along with anybody, we say, oh, okay, we can do it at home, what's the big deal? Why it is so much important, the association of the devotees? And we select out the association of the devotees who are confidential. Or trying to cultivate some confidentiality in devotional service. Those who are introspective, those who are rather more leaning towards Krishna consciousness than anything else. However, whatever their position, who cares? But this is the fact that because he is interested in the most confidential knowledge of Bhakta, this is Krishna's desire that the jiva becomes his devotee. Because this is the most confidential knowledge. And it is revealed to those who are and to Arjun because he was not envious. Then it says, Bhaktosi Sakhachi Dirasyam Yetaduttamam. I am telling you because you are not connected with me as a friend, Sakha. Sakha means equal in the age. Those who are, say, equal in age and having some kind of equal mentality, they are called sakhas. So that is a relationship according to the physical nature. So bhaktos, you are devotee, means you are not envious. Therefore, I am revealing the most confidential knowledge to you about the devotions. But a demon would not be able to go further than so-called self-realization. Which many, many people in different ways can also come. Srila Prabhupada quotes about basically two types, that Sankhya philosophers and Mimamsa philosophers. Karma Mimamsa was introduced by Jainini. He was the student of Vyasadeva. And Sankhya by Kapila Deva. Jainini is an impersonalist. Vyasadeva, even though he is the incarnation of the Son, but as far as knowledge is concerned, Jainini, she was only dealing with the karmic aspect, with the physical aspects, not devotional aspect. So Karma Mimamsa was written by him. And the karma means impetus to indulge in the activity of the working of the nature. It's called karma. To indulge one's desire. Otherwise, material nature is acting under the superintendence of Lord Shri Krishna. Maya takshena prakriti suvete sacharachara. Hetuna nena kaunte jagat viparivartate. Krishna takes all the claim that without me being the cause, there is no other cause for why this material nature acting in this way. So, material nature, Krishna's energy manifested and it works right before our eyes. There is no end, but we think due to the ignorance of reality that we think we are the doers. Prakriti ekriyamani guni karmani sarvasha ahankara vimurhatma kartaham iti namiti. Jainini Rishi does not tell us about that our ahankara, what is our ahankara development. He talks directly about the action reactions in complicated ways. So, even by the Karma Mimamsa, one can come to a conclusion of so-called self-realization. Sankhya philosophy, where analytical study of the material nature by analysis means to break down. To break down the elements and elemental aspects and how they end. That is called Sankhya philosophy. They separate out the Atma Tattva and the material. So, both are acknowledged by demons because they deal with material nature. One analytically, another on the action and reaction basis. So, Karma Mimamsa and Sankhya, they have their different opinion coming to that. One says, the Mimamsa, they say that everything is eternal. Everything, because as the action is there, opposite reaction is there. And there is nothing in between. As a residual thing, nothing between. The energy preservation law, what they call it in physics, energy can neither be created nor can be destroyed. It simply can be transformed. So whatever is there, it's self-maintained. That is one of the nature of the prakriti of nature. But the element of Atma-Tattva will be obscured for those who are Karma-Mimamsa. Therefore, the impersonalist and the Mithya means negativist, negationist. Mithya means completely rejecting. It is not there. You come to the conclusion that it was simply an illusion. The real thing has missed out. That is Atmata. So these two people, they think one is the material nature, everything is eternal, nitya, and Sankhya philosophers, for them everything is nitya or anitya or impermanent, because it's changed, transformed. So, the real knowledge of Atma is not revealed there. Only devotees have full access to the intricate part of that. These philosophers are bewildered when they try to, you know, look into the subject matter of Atma Tattva. But they keep on lamenting because they do not know the secret of realization of the basis of Atma, the nature of the Atma. So they keep on continuing to lament as shudras. So even though we know it by theoretical knowledge, yet we lament. Sometimes it sounds like hypocritic, but the fact is that the lamentation is due to ignorance. So, those who keep on lamenting, say for time being, and others keep on lamenting for a long time, it's only a matter within the time framework of material nature. What's the big deal? One who laments for little, another laments for a longer time. One has a great hope of deliverance very quickly, another would take a long time. So this attachment in lamentation has to be eradicated. But only the devotees know that it is too difficult to remove the attachment and become detached. Rather, transform the attachment, keep the attachment, but change the subject matter. If we want to become detached from material nature and our attachment and hankering, and rather transform to Krishna conscious activities or Krishna directly. So this attachment is important. So naturally, attachment to the devotees is becoming an important fact, the most important fact. Come hell or high water, just stick to it. The association of the devotees. Never give up the association of the devotees. Actually, when one thinks that he can do the Krishna conscious activity by himself alone, it's all a timing situation. Actually, he is gasping for relief. But he doesn't understand because of false ego. So, attachment to the association of the devotees is a positive aspect always, that we may get an opportunity to come in contact with more confidential and most confidential revelations of the Bhakti Tattva. Otherwise, we will become interested in offline subject matters. And therefore, त्रोतव्यादि निराजेन्द्र ग्राम संधि शास्त्र शुभ अपश्यता They will create many other subordinary subjects, not the main subject. So, therefore, the religious system can also be proliferating in the aspects of sub-religious principles, not the main. But Srila Prabhupada brought this main principle of pure devotional service. He was not interested into sub-religious principles at all. So he would not even associate with such other religions. He says it's simply a waste of time. And we see that we should also cultivate that kind of understanding and behavior, that we should associate with the devotees who are advanced and those who want to really help to boost our Krishna consciousness, encourage us and to more and more revelations of Bhakti Tattva. So, this is an important subject matter and that has been spoken by Hiranyakashipu. Even citation of Yamaraj is a pure devotee. So many a times we feel that everything is alright. Now they are trying to glorify Ravana Tattva, the demon, by making his series of television. And what a glorious pastime, because people need, all these three modes of material nature working. So for the demigod life, they make so many series, right? Now they are running out of subject matter, let's take Ram. But it is too undistinguishable in this film industry. Where is Bhakti Tattva? It is simply a show of superficial situation. Religiosity didn't work to uplift the mankind. So now the demoniac nature is going to be proselytized in this way. Demoniac nature becomes more and more prominent as an example. And after all, Ram was not that bad. This is the kind of situation developing. As if they want to come and conclude that where it was destined, of course, everything is meant to be destined, but not under your desire. Destination is the Krishna's desire, and he has his plan. But then, if we had the liberty to become envious in the first place, why can't we exercise the non-enviousness to be our desire? So, this is still our indulgence in favor of Krishna. It is voluntary, but it depends upon how much do we understand about this fact. Otherwise, we have to keep on training on so-called sub-religious aspects. So, Sukadeva Goswami says, for those matters which are, going to be entangling us more and more into the materialistic, even materialistic piety, materialistic religiosities. When Atma-tattva apashyatam Atma-tattvam graheshu graham, they will be all classified into the material sense gratifiers, graham-yedinam sense gratifiers. A devotee can be only classified on the basis of his non-enviousness to Krishna, and he is disinterested into the sub-religious aspects. And that's what Srila Prabhupada brought it, you know, as International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So this is the main situation that we should always keep it in mind. We can't forget the main purpose. Otherwise, many devotees are looking into saying, oh, there is a paradigm shift. Oh, there is a here, this idea and that idea. Where does Prabhupada say this, there, this? Everything will come in. And it will be subject matter of quibbling for a long, long time and wasting time. Anyway, our main goal here, we can't overlook it, can't give it as a subsidiary or secondary emotion. It's the most primary requirement in the life of a devotee. We can't trade Srila Prabhupada's idea about, you know, with anything else. Yeah.
Maharaj, thank you so much. Very succinct, very clear and pure. Thank you so much for this. Thank you. And one comment and question and comment. It's when you said most confidential, first confidential, most confidential, and then what was very most confidential. So even Lord Jesus Christ told, he said, I have so many things to tell you, but you're not ready
yet.
And that was because of the enviousness, I think.
All right. But this is, these are the instructions of Srila Prabhupada, and he puts so much weight on the association of devotees. Sankirtan movement, Sankirtan means not alone. Not alone. Even we become alone or lonely when we acquire some power, position, anything, some kind, a prestige, a kind of subtle situation. We become really lonely by accepting those situations. And we are so much getting engrossed into those things that in case it is taken away from us, then the real demons are coming up and exposing those things. And they are all residing in us. All the thoughts. See, as for example, here, the word which has been used is also very much important. That they keep on talking simply. They express, you know, they that give the opinion. Otherwise, how could Hiranyakashipu would give this opinion? He was knowledgeable. And he uses at the time, he got an opportunity to explain it to his brother's wife. And then he gives parallel examples. about the Atmatattva. But he doesn't talk of a real discrepancy that is he is having. He will say, okay, everything is all right, I know. That Vishnu is the Supreme. But because he took the side of demigods, and for their pleasure he killed my brother, therefore he is my enemy. He came to erroneous conclusion. So, Maya is bewildering at such an extent. Means Maya means ignorance. Ignorance of the reality. So, unless and until we stop enviousness to Lord Krishna and his desire, so corollary to fellow devotees, there's no chance of progress. And Prabhupada would simply request, if you love me, then please try to go. And these are simple words, but they are not superficial. They show the absolute truth in it. And we have to come to appreciate it and exercise it. So this is the whole idea. So so simple. Those who are materially engrossed, being blind to the knowledge of the ultimate truth, have many subjects for hearing the human society. Oh, Emperor. So, the devotees are devotees by the virtues of pure devotional service. Krishna. Thank you very much. Any other comments, questions? Yes?
Alright, so Prabhupada concludes the purport with the word vow. He says about keeping the vow. Could you explain that a little bit?
Vow?
Vow?
No, vows.
Vows,
yeah. Yeah, okay. One must therefore be educated in self-realization so that under any circumstances in life he will remain steady in his vows. These vows are to be expressed both in mind, words and action. Our existence in totality is that we are expressing in three ways. Manasa, Chakra. Iha yasya harir dasi manasa karmana gira. Nikhilapi avastharsu jivan muktasya ucchate. The real realization means the liberation from all this entanglement will come when, while performing devotional service to the Supreme Lord within mind, through the words and the actions, manasa karmana gira, nikhilapi avasthasu, as long as belief exists, it will be jivamukta, liberated in self-same body. Now, these vows that we have been given, we may think, oh, just following four regulated principles and chanting 16, it's not a big deal. But actually, it is the big deal. Everything is in there. And how are we expressing it? Within mind, words, and activities. So how much truthful to those vows we are within the mind, within the words and within the intent. And these vows, I mean, there is a very interesting conversation has been going on the internet about it. Mahatma Prabhu stirred up this question, if anybody is on that Pambo network. And what does it mean to take vows? Why being initiated or but this is the entire commitment, and especially the vows of austerity. We think it is physical austerity only, no mental austerity, not even verbal austerity. We can't talk loose about the vows. Our three regulated principles are good enough, you know, after a Buddhist like that. So, anyway, these are the situations that the development of Krishna consciousness must be there. That's why Srila Prabhupada established the society. So, these are more important that we have to always think, contemplate, and lead. Rupa Goswami has said about this one. Stay wherever you are. But Shruti Gadanta no one will know me. There also he says, Sthanistika, stay wherever you are, in whichever ashram or varna you are, in whatever occupation you are doing. Become not steady or attached. No. Exist. Don't try to give up. Artificial. Stay wherever you are, but be conversant with the verdict of Shruti Gata. How? Tanu, one, manovi. Tanu means body, one means vacha, and manovi, by mind. Krishna says that if out of these three, if we will are not observing in one, which is contradictory to the other two, then we are hypocrites. Mithyachara sa uchyate. Spiritual part in that, I think, third, fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna reveals that to Arjuna. And karma sannyas, and Krishna consciousness. It says that those who are artificially rejecting outside, but he's contemplating within the mind, is a hypocrite. About the sanskritificatory aspects, you know. If he's hankers within the mind, whatever is in the mind is going to manifest. That's how Brahma also conceived, it manifested from his mind the initial aspect. It's very interesting, and we were just the other day reading from 10th canto, 89th chapter, Krishna's glories being described. And there are beautiful descriptions showing that even Brahma, who was born in darkness of ignorance. When he was enlightened by Krishna, he became enlightened, but he had a shadow because he got the material body. So he got a shadow. He didn't like the shadow. Because the shadow is material ignorance, and the living entities occupy those shadows. And because they got the dense darkness of ignorance, the shadow created a sense of hunger and thirst. Sense of hunger and thirst. And these living entities, out of their ignorance, started calling out, "What we eat?" Sense of hunger and thirst created stomachs. So he said, "What do we eat?" They didn't say anybody except Brahma. "Let's eat him! Kill him!" These living entities don't kill him. Because they won't eat. So Brahma called them yakshas. And the others say, "Don't spare him, please kill him." They were called rakshasas. So rakshasas were born, yakshas and rakshasas were born out of that dense darkness of ignorance, the shadow. And these entities are manifested. Brahma had to interfere. He said, "I am your father, how could you kill me? I have created you, even though I hate you." So that's how the origin of separation between the demigods and demons, yakshas and rakshasas, they were there. Then Brahma has to meditate more to counteract this. So out of that good meditation and mental conception, he created Narada and Vyasa and others, called the Saptarshis, Chatushkumar, all kings of Siddha. Through mental conception, whatever is in the mind manifests. And similarly, whatever in our mind is also manifested. And Krishna gives very good serial analogy. Jayato Vishayas Punsa Sandhastishya Vajayati. By contemplating the objects of sense gratification in the mind, one desires to associate. Sandhastishya Vajayati. Sandhats and Jayati Kamakam Kamakam. The same ignorance at different levels, different degrees of ignorance will be searching out into karma, krodha, and more. Krodha, the bhavati, some more. Some more ask for the vikrama. Whatever knowledge of our previous life about the smriti of the reality again will be enveloped under more ignorance, more demonic desires. And when they are overpowering our intelligence, buddhinasha pranashati, fall back into the repeated birth. That's the cycle. So these desires are there so solid in Hiranyakashipu. Who can beat him? No mortal man can. So Krishna consciousness can at least reveal it and help us to guide our life and how to meet him. Yes, that the prayer of Narasimhadev in Hari Ashram Loka, Hari Varsha Loka, and to say Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya Namaste Jaste Jase Ami Rami Bhav Vajrana Vajrana Karmashaya Randhaya Randhaya Tamakrasa Krasa Om Swaha Abhayam Abhayam Apani Purisham Om Kshram. Oh my Lord, Shrimadeva, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you, who have the nails and teeth just like thunderbolts. Kindly vanquish our demon-like desires for fruitive activity in this material world, so that by your mercy we may become fearless in the struggle for existence in this material world. That's the success. Yeah. Great. It sounds music. But that's a fact. That's a fact. So whatever situation we may be facing, they are temporary. But we cannot cast it down as unreal. We must overcome it. And the help of the Lord Krishnadeva, everything will become auspicious. This will be able to remove the demons from our own mind. It's a very nice exercise. Every day, chant Krishna Kavacha Mantra. Seek for protection.